Call to order. This is the October 6, 2022 regular meeting of Communications and Technology Committee. Item two, consider finding that a result of the COVID-19 emergency meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. And the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to Government Code 54953. Item three is, Linda, you concur with that?
I do concur with that.
Okay. Comments from the public. Amelia, do you have anything at this point?
Not yet.
Okay. We will move on to monthly website and social media update. There were huge numbers in there. I don't know whether they mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, usually we're about 3,000 for our total users. So it just means that we increased by, what's that, a third more people joined us. Interestingly, I had
It looks like a third.
On the 29th, which did continue for the next couple of days, and then it dropped off again. And I don't see any rhyme or reason to it, but this month, most of our friends were in Oregon. So. Yeah. So I wonder when we get from out of state, if it's not other water agencies that are looking at us and seeing the things that we're doing to use as an example. I get on Elk Grove, San Juan Water District all the time to see how their pages is set up and what they're doing, what their ordinances are looking like. I do it for research. So
right. And somebody who was working on changing their website, you know, and has found something that we do might be going in there multiple times, or is that just measuring individual users? Which is that?
So users is how many individual times somebody clicked on our page.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We had a lot.
So if you want to scroll down, we can take a look at everything else. Seemed
Everything else is pretty normal.
Fairly consistent, yeah.
Yep. Oh, the Cowboys recycling schedule.
Yeah.
I do have on the front page in the carousel the little blurb that I've taken off of Cal Waste's website about don't start your organic recycling yet. They will let you know when it's time to start sorting out your organics.
Yeah, there was some conversation on social media, which you can't remember, but yeah, so somebody might have read that and gone in and checked or something. But okay, beyond that, not much is going on there. We can move, and if there's no questions or comments, we can move on to the Reservoir Information and Education Ad Hoc Committee.
Yeah, and Facebook's exactly the same. It's within.
Yeah, that looked pretty standard.
Wait, hang on one second before we move away from this. Did we, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember back a few weeks, but didn't we talk about trying to find a way to tell how many people were using, were clicking onto, the pipeline when they're paying online and they don't get it in the mail, that we were trying to come up with some way to see if we could get those numbers. Does anybody remember that?
I remember the discussion. I don't think we've, to this point, I don't think we've done anything. Amelia, and we don't have to do this tomorrow, but is there any way we could maintain a list that people would sign up for if they wanted the pipeline delivered by email?
There's a list that came from the Suzanne days in my 3.5 years of being here. I've never had anybody ask me to add them to that list. I would have to dig and find it.
What I was thinking is, I mean, we could actually start a campaign and go out onto the social media sites and everything and tell people that they have the ability to sign up, and it will be sent to you independent of your bill, you know. And I'm not saying we wouldn't send it again with the bill, but if we wanted to focus on it so that people actually got an individual email that said your monthly pipeline is attached, maybe it
would. They do get that, John. As far as I understand it anyways, the way I understand it is that if you are paying, it's not a click and point where you go in and pay yourself. It's automatically auto deduction, I think it is. You can go in and see that it was done. And then separately, there is you know, you can go to the pipeline, and they do. I haven't ever seen it, which would be good to see. But that pipeline has to be opened separately from any other opening of looking at bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's
there are some there are some people who have requested that the bill be sent to them, or the pipe and the pipeline be sent to them. And I don't know how many people that is, but there are, you know, some people who have requested that, and we do that. The whole idea behind all of this was to have fewer expenses related to postage, et cetera. But my observation from lots of people that I've talked to is, they know it's there, they don't open it. And so, you know, lots of information goes out in that pipeline. Amelia works very hard at it. I've worked hard at had it at some of it myself with Amelia. And it's our it's our main form of communication, because it's just where we can get the most information out on a regular basis. So my question was related to how many people, if we can find the numbers for how many people are actually opening that, and what can we do to change that that situation?
Well, this is Tom Hennig. I have asked our IT provider if we would be able to start adding the pipeline as an attached PDF to the emails. I've asked the question before, and it wasn't a function of it wasn't available as a function of the software, but I'm going to ask them to circle back, because it's been about a year and a half since I asked the question before.
But it is available, Tom. You can get it. They're not clicking and pointing on it. They're not opening it.
No, I understand. And what
connected to the bill? I mean, so to the online bill?
When you get an e-bill, you get a PDF of the bill. And I'm asking again, if at the same time we're sending the PDF of the bill, if we can also send a PDF of the pipeline and just make it a little bit more visible as you get your bill. Here's a PDF of the bill. Here's a PDF of the pipeline, and eliminate needing to click the connection.
Okay.
So I've asked the question again. I'm waiting for an answer.
What we were told, way back in the beginning, was that you couldn't, for some reason, you couldn't put a financial communication together with the like a newsletter or anything like that. That was what I understood. John, do you remember that?
No, that one I don't remember specifically. But
it was a long time ago. It was when we first started revamping the pipeline and communicating with people and getting them to do auto pay online.
Yeah, the only reason I thought about the actual list, you know, we could continue to do what we do now, which is somewhat but not acceptably effective. And like RMA does, RMA, you know, is attached to that neighbor network thing.
Right.
And I get an individual email from RMA telling me the monthly newsletter is now here.
Available.
And, right. And, you know, it does, I open it, you know, and I think I'm kind of, you know, it's there. So, and I'm looking at my email, so I just click it. And now I've at least seen it, but we can.
You have to have a password. And
you do.
You have to be set up.
You have to have a password, but the email comes, you click on the link, and then it asks you for your password.
Right.
But at any rate, you know, whatever we can do to, you know, we might want to at some point look for some better way than now if we're really trying to stimulate readership. And Tom's suggestion, if that would work, would be, you know, probably better.
When you open,
I mean, if you've got
when you
two
open stuff, one, you got the other.
Well, yeah, if you've got two attachments side by side, you know, it might encourage people to open the second one as well. So, okay.
Or,
yeah. Go ahead, Lynn.
Again, in investigating that whole situation with, you can't open a financial document at the same time that you're along with that letter.
Right.
Their newsletter, yeah. How would we do this? Can we just put this on the agenda for next month for the meeting? And who would like to investigate this?
Well, if it has to do with the developers, it's going to be Tom probably.
Yeah, like I said, I'm looking into. I asked a question again with our IT provider if maybe that software had been upgraded since the last time I asked.
Okay, that'd be great, Tom. Thank you.
And I'll contact Streamline, who does our website, and see if they have a way that I can drill down to that specific page to see how many times it's clicked on. I wouldn't know.
That was how this started. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got that in my notes to do.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Item 5, Reservoir Information Education Ad Hoc Committee. Linda, go ahead.
Yeah. We got movement on this, and we presented it to the board. And at that time, it was determined that we were going to look at the possibility of fines, and I think that's still in the process. What didn't happen and what needs to happen is that the board needs to approve not necessarily an expenditure of funds, but they need to approve the project going forward, which has in the PowerPoint and in the information that we have. It does have a list of things that would need to be done in advance so that we could come up with a dollar figure for each of the signs and thus the whole project. But there are lots of things that we need to work on. We need to work on where the signs would be placed and how they and getting permission mostly from RMA in order to put the signs up, what the signs are going to look like, and how much they're going to cost and how many of them are there going to be, and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I really want to continue with this project. I think it's an important project, if for no other reason than to call people's attention to the continuing issues around the reservoirs. People do not necessarily have a clear idea. People who live here and then their guests do not necessarily have a clear idea that each one of those reservoirs actually performs a slightly different function. And Clementia in particular is not used. It's storage and it's water that is, it's rainwater and it's drainage water. And a lot of things, we don't use that to make potable water. So I think that I really would like to continue on this project. I'd like to get the board approval the next time we meet to go ahead, not a financial approval, but to go ahead with the project and get the information. And that is something that has to be done when you have an ad hoc committee. So I think I want to put it on the agenda for October, what is it, 19th? And I'd like to do it in the beginning because it's fairly quick and fairly simple, and we can be done with it in a short period of time.
Okay. I concur. If we want to do that, Amelia, will you make sure that gets put on?
I'll put it first thing after we do our regular business.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Amelia.
Anything further on item 5?
No hands raised.
Okay. Item 6, measure our communications. Are we voting on something in November? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, and just to be clear, we're not for or against Measure R. I'm just here to answer questions and provide information if anybody has any questions. And so I decided to put this on the agenda as an opportunity for anybody who has a question or wants information from the district regarding Measure R.
So okay.
barring nothing more than this, and that's exactly what it is, just a quick little option for people to...
Amelia, from a curiosity standpoint, have you had anybody calling to ask specifically about what it's about?
I have not.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean that the girls at the front desk have it, but they haven't sent anything over to me, and I haven't heard any chatter about it, so no.
Right, right.
Could we kind of run through the list of places that people are... supporting or not supporting, or how what kind of communications we've put out, what kind of communications other people are putting out. I know RMA has taken a stance, and there's been a number of things in the River Valley Times, and so exactly, you know. I mean, I know what we've done. We've done, again, we put it on the front page and of the pipeline, and it is strictly informational because that's what we can do. But there are other things going on out in the community, and I was wondering if we could just make a note of some of those things.
Well, I think you just said it. I've seen
okay.
one or two articles in the River Valley Times. I can't remember actually answering any questions to anybody who just calls up and asks what it's about and
right.
what it's for. I'm surprised. I haven't seen a lot of having seen tax measures at where I live today and where I'm from. By now there's usually a bunch of signs up in people's yards in favor or against these measures.
Yeah, right, right.
I think Rancho Marietta operates, you know, a lot of operational happenings take place on social media on the private social media channel. So I don't see those, but if anybody has questions, I'm available to answer. So
the only
that this item is just meant to be an option for people to ask questions.
Yeah. The only question I had was in the RMA endorsements, it seemed to imply that, and I'm not looking at it specifically, so I can't quote it, but that parentheses help was available.
You want me to bring it up, John?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Wait a second, I can find it real quick. And I think you can see it now. This is from, well, that's not it, is it? Maybe I can't find it. 10-5, here we go.
Okay.
And let me know if you can see my screen. I think
I've got, yeah, there's now I can see the River Valley Times.
Okay, that's what we want to see. Here's the letter to the editor from the RMA president's back Measure R.
Yeah, hold on. That's not the one then that I saw. I saw another one. And maybe then it was the advertisement
here.
Okay, hold on.
Then there's this one that came out.
Yeah, there was one where it was saying that help was available to, and I think it, oh, if Measure R passes, Murrieta Gardens and Murrieta Village would have the option to work with RMCSD to create custom security solutions for their communities. Did we say that?
What we have said is we work specifically meeting with the gardens and the village and the commercial entities, and if they want us to, I'm sorry for the sirens. If they want us to do anything similar to what we're doing with the RMA, you know, it's up for discussion. I mean, we're here, they pay their special taxes. If they want us to do, like right now, Kelly's implemented walking patrols both for both the village and the gardens, and that's been received positively. We monitor the cameras. If there's an issue, we go back and we review video. But from a standpoint of any specific program, if they call us, we'll talk to them. The point is they don't call us. I mean, we haven't been called other than case-by-case basis. And based upon what Kelly has experienced over the past year, he's implemented some changes in how security is delivered to the village and to the gardens and to the commercial. And I think the walking patrols are a great example of what Kelly's done to enhance the visibility of security.
Right.
And again, that includes the equestrian center as well. We're there, you know, we're just trying to be more visible because we're there and people don't realize we're there. So.
Yeah. And I, you know, the first time I read that, I guess in my head, I was looking at it saying, well, you know, I interpreted that the word financial being in there. And I don't think we made any of those promises. I, you know, I'm not for or against what we would do, but I don't think that was part of the conversation. If it means getting together with them and talking about it, sure. I'm sure.
And that's what we, my understanding is that's what we've been doing. We've held special meetings with Tim and Tom and others to get to the root of what the expectations are. And currently, you know, Measure J has taken the parcel tax, and it's the rates are figured differently than what they would be. The rates are figured on the individual parcels and the definition of what this parcel is, whether it's residential or commercial or whatever. So different communities pay different parts of the community pay different fees. And right now, the people who live behind the gate pay a much higher percentage or a much higher a figure to cover the gates. What we can do in the gardens and in the village and in the commercial sector is what we've been doing, which is patrol. And Kelly has done a great job of trying to get the patrol to be more visible. And the other thing that we've been working on and we continue to work on, and at least the gardens, from what I understand, have felt better about, is the cameras. The cameras are there 24/7, and we will be in our budget. We also budgeted for more cameras, and they will be a part of the patrol and the security for that area of the district. I think we've been working really hard, especially since we've started talking about and we've gotten input from the community. So, you know, the I guess you would call it the response. Once we got started on this whole thing, I hope has helped the response from the board and from the district. I hope has helped the village and the gardens feel like they're getting at least their money's worth as far as that what they get charged every month.
Okay,
that's my take on it.
Yeah, that was the only comment I had when they that everything else was, you know, what it is. It's fine.
Yeah.
But anything else on Measure R?
I do have a hand raised if you're accepting comments, John.
Sure. Yeah.
Hi. Somebody made a. Can I go?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Somebody made a reference to Measure R being endorsed by RMA, and is that actually true? I see on this advertisement that, you know, board members who happen to be, I mean, individuals that happen to be RMA members signed on to that advertisement.
Well,
has RMA actually taken the position of endorsing Measure R as an organization?
Yeah, if you go back to go down, Amelia, where we are on your, you know, back to the RMA, right there. Go down to where the signatures are. I don't know, Richard, if at a meeting they executed some motion or not, but. When you look at this, the names across the top are every one of the RMA directors. So you can interpret that the way you'd like. But I don't know if formally they did that or not. But that's what they
put in the paper. That's my question.
Yeah, that's what they put in the paper. You know. Yeah.
Well, that's actually my question. I mean, these individuals can sign on to it, but my question is, are they actually speaking for RMA? Is RMA actually endorsing it?
Well, yeah, and I don't know formally if they did it, but it gets pretty close to that when they put their name in their RMA function directly below it.
And I just point out that this is paid for by the Smart Rancho Marietta Solutions Group. They're not affiliated with the district, the RMA, MTI, the country club, or any other organization. I think that speaks for itself.
I think it should be clear that this is not RMA endorsing Measure R. I mean, I don't think there's, I think that seems to be indisputable.
Well, you know, and I don't know what responsibility we have to control independent advertising. I mean, there's really nothing we can do here. I mean,
I know that, but you know, the statement was made that RMA was endorsing it, and I don't think that's true.
Okay. Well, you could. Okay. The only recourse to that would be to write them a letter and tell them they should deal with it at their meeting. Although I think the next time they have a meeting, this will be all over. But either way,
I'm not aware of any endorsement from the RMA, to be clear.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I want to know.
Okay. Thanks, Richard.
Any other Measure R stuff?
I'm good.
Okay.
No more hands.
I believe we are down to comments and suggestions. Is that where we are, Amelia?
Yes, I think I got to get that back on.
Just one comment or a suggestion for Tom and Michael. When you go to the Cosumnes, Michigan Bar website for some time now, they have been stating on there that they are going to roll over at the beginning of the year to a new format. And I don't know whether they're going to an app or whatever they're going to do. But my concern would be only that we understand that they're not going to destroy, or that it's going to go away, all the history that's associated with that website. Right now, historically, if you want to do research on the river, you can just go in there and do it. I don't know if there's a way to find that out, but I'd like to do that. We have time between now and the end of the year, but I'd really like to understand where they're going, what they're doing, and whether the history is going to be preserved.
Are you, yeah, Jerry, yeah. Are you talking about the website where we can see what the flow is at Michigan?
Right. The USGS website. And they've been making a statement on the top of there now for quite a while. I don't know, it goes back quite a while, that they're going to convert over in the beginning of next year. And I just wanted to make sure that they're preserving that data, or the data is still going to be available to us. And if it's not, then is there a way we can get our hands on that flow data before they shut it down?
Yeah, I can speak on that a little bit, John.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
So we actually take down that data. And so that's in our spreadsheet. I'm not sure how many years it goes back, but it's quite a bit. So we
it goes back a long, long way. Yeah,
so we track that, I believe, on a daily basis. So if all else fails, you know, we have that in our spreadsheets.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a concern that would disappear. That's all.
No, that's we appreciate that information. If we didn't have that, that would be a real loss.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a minute, guys. What USGS?
The USGS website. If you go into, if you type in, just type in probably Cosumnes, Michigan Bar, and it brings up the data for historically and for today on what the flow, the CFS is on the river. And there are graphs that you can self-create, both in graph and table formats, that show you comparisons and historical data.
My question is it a government agency? Is it a county agency?
Federal government.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And they have they maintain these and the reporting structure for these all over the country,
right?
And the state of California of recent is part of their drought management. Might have been in the seminar that they presented last week, but I've seen it somewhere where they're saying that one of their requirements now is going to be that this type of monitoring be increased. But I was just curious, and Michael kind of answers my question. As long as we have it and we continue to track it, then that's fine. Maybe
if it's the federal government, it doesn't seem like it would go away. It might be buried somewhere, but it would be.
But right now, it's very handy. I mean, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. Of course. So. I know that we operate on that information. I was just curious about what the USGS stood for, the initials stood for.
What is it? Geological Survey, Michael? Is that what?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And they keep a lot of legacy data. You know,
yeah.
The further you go in, they have just an amazing amount of data from probes that no longer in existence. They just keep the data. They're a huge support for the scientific community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And they, right. And specifically, you know, specifically, I mean, there are trends and models you can build off that data. And there is good historical data on, you know, 77, 78, and 79. When we had the 100-year conditions on the river where flows were interrupted and stopped. So if it's there, that's good. That was my only question. Any other comments?
Wouldn't we need a considerable amount of that information, or the people who are going to end up doing the integrated water plan study, they would need that information and would be using that information also, right?
Yeah, that would be a consideration. I mean, I don't know specifically how they would use that in modeling.
Right.
I was going to make some snarky comment, but I'll pass. Any other comments?
Nothing for me.
Tom? No.
Nothing for me. No.
Michael? Anybody? Amelia?
Nothing over here.
And no questions left or anything?
No more questions. No hands raised.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, we can move to item 8, which is adjournment, and we will do that. And everybody have a nice day.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.